And
good
we're
evening.
Live.
I think this is the point where we have to start talking, right?
Yes, yes, it is.
Unless you want to sing happy birthday to Alan.
No.
You know what? We're not allowed to sing happy birthday to Alan.
Yes, the happy birthday song is copywritten. And,
yeah.
The version I was thinking of didn't have a whole lot of melody to it.
We'll have Miguel sing it for Alan.
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Shuddering in fright.
Just get a little tuna.
The
you should
finger
be in good
hovering
shape.
Yes.
Finger hovering over the
I have a mute button, and I'm not afraid to use it. Well, this is...
Well, how was your birthday today, Alan?
It was okay. It was like any other day.
Yeah, I noticed on Facebook that you tried to be all sneaky and not post your birthday. So you wouldn't
sneaky.
Get all the...
I don't put anything on my Facebook that's like personal info.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were. Right.
Yes, well...
Too bad.
If I were, then you ruined it, so...
Good. And Nancy, Susan's birthday was yesterday, right?
It was.
Did she have a good birthday?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yay.
We went to her favorite restaurant, and they all dote upon her and got the whole restaurant to sing to her. And while I would crawl into a hole and pull it in after me, when they do that to me, she just beamed and beamed and beamed. So.
Of course.
Yes. Aww.
That's the difference between
really
being
cute.
Seven.
Yeah, seven-year-olds are remarkably shameless.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, anyway.
Did you ask her if she felt any different being seven?
I did, and she said, Mom, I've only been seven for a day.
Oh, first mom.
Yeah. And she won't even count herself as being seven until the actual anniversary of the time of delivery.
I did that too. That's funny.
Yeah, so did I.
In case you're wondering,
what time was her arrival?
4:44.
4:44. Hey.
In case you're wondering tonight, Weird is in Costa Rica playing with earthquakes and sloths.
Yes.
And JG is in Boston or someplace, getting all googly eye and fanboyish over Larry Correa.
He's coming down this way in another week.
So for your listening pleasure tonight, we have Nancy R.
Yay, lucky you guys.
Yep.
We think we're lucky.
Well, I bribed
you. This is actually, Nancy, you filled in for me when I was away. And so you and I have not actually done a show together.
That's
so
right.
This is
not a whole show, nope.
No. We did a show together on that other show I did.
That other show. So we agreed to be fairly nice to Alan tonight because it's birthday and all.
Well, you know, nice is a relative term, really.
Why start now?
Why start now? Yeah. But so everybody have a good week. I kind of had a shitty week, but.
Yes, you did.
Actually, it was Labor Day weekend this past weekend, and I kind of missed it. I was laid up with a sore leg on the couch all weekend. But I'm going to get there, people. I will wear that damn leg. You watch me.
Kick its ass.
Yeah. Kick its ass with my own leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kick itself with whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's get started.
Okay, play the music.
And now it's, what is it, Thursday, September 6th, 2012, and it's time for the score report. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Woohoo! We have kind of a, I don't know, I want to say it's a lighthearted show tonight, but it kind of isn't. I'm looking at the topics we chose. It's not really.
The lighthearted will be incident to the topics, not the topics themselves.
Nancy, I'm glad you joined us this week because one of our topics is about open carry beliefs and bigotry. And I saw a post on Sandcole this past week. And of course, he has this perpetual open carry troll named Andy. Really, everybody kind of suspects that he's an anti-gun person, kind of just trolling the board, stirring up shit, and, like, causing factions and blah, blah, blah among the gun community. Which, you know, it's funny to me that people would think that. I just don't think he's that smart. You know, he's just some jerk who sits on his computer all day and, you know, says mean things about people and tries to, I don't know. Anyway, so I linked to that post on my Facebook, and it caused, you know, sent a lot of traffic, say Uncle's Way, and then there was a big kind of thing in the comment section, and I just thought it was really interesting that a lot of the anti-open carry people come from within our own community, and it's really interesting to me why that is. You know, we try to portray ourselves as very, you know, kind of open and diverse to all parts of the gun culture, but open carry is like one of those things that really riles people up. And Nancy, it's great for you to be on because you are like the open carry woman.
Yeah, that's something I never expected to have happen, but yay.
So why do you open carry?
Why not?
Do you conceal too, or do you just always open carry?
Well, I have one pistol, and it's so big, there aren't a lot of options for me where I carry.
Right.
So in the winter, it's easier to conceal. In mm-hmm. the summer, I really can't. I mean, I can, but...
But who wants to wear blazers in the summer, right?
Well, a blazer isn't really going to cover it much either. I'm not going to jump up on the table and start yelling, "Shall not be infringed." And I live in a fairly rural area, and I don't get a lot of notice. I go into Fredericksburg sometimes, and I get a couple looks, and I keep forgetting that my magazines and my pistol are somewhere between my armpit and my waist, and I'll catch people staring, and then they go, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I wasn't staring at that. I was," and then they get all flustered.
What am I staring at? Oh my God! Look at her shoes. Look at her shoes. Yeah.
Well, you know, to hear some of the anti-OC people go on and on, it's, you know, the way they look at it. Anybody at all that open carries is some kind of open carry activist.
Right.
Well, which, on some level, you are, but that doesn't mean you have to be an in-your-face activist. I mean, if you're carrying it, you're sitting in a... Maybe I'm taking the term too literally, or not literally enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe intentional activist, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they don't see any difference between the guy that straps the AR onto his shoulder and goes into the library
right.
and the guy that just happens to have a gun and going about his business.
And that's one reason I do it, is because I'm so atypical of the kind of person you would expect to open carry.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the things. That's one of the bigotry things that I keep seeing over and over on the gun blogs and on the forums about open carry, is that, you know, they always talk about, you know, guys who walk around open carrying have something to prove, and they have little man syndrome, and, you know, you have to dress up like, you know, like an accountant, and, you know, and it's all this man stuff. And the concept of a woman open carrying never even comes up.
Horrifying.
You know, I don't know if it's horrifying, but it's just like, it's not even in their, you know.
On the radar.
Not even on the radar. It's so strange to me. I'm like, you know, how many women have we seen open carrying on the gun blogs, posting pictures of themselves? It's not even on the radar for them. They think it's a guy thing. And I think it cracks me up, because apparently the chicks and guns thing only goes so far, you know, for them in their heads.
Hmm.
It's just odd to me, because all the language is very male, and, you know, and sure, you know, there are more men than women who carry and open carry specifically, but it doesn't even come up. It's strange to me. That's one of the kind of preconceptions that people have about open carry, that it's a guy thing. And actually, one of the reasons why I started shooting was, and wanting to carry a gun, was because when I started going to the range, a woman worked there, and she open carried at the gun shop. And I was like, it was like mind blowing for me. I was like, holy shit, that is so cool. You know, it was just like, wow for me. It was a wow moment for me. So, I don't know. I've open carried in the past. I don't know if anybody had like a wow moment, you know, some girl somewhere saw me and thought, wow, cool. But you know, I've only had one bad incident, and that was in Walmart, and everything else.
Open carry day.
On open carry day, on my birthday of all things. Yeah, that was interesting. But anyway, so that's kind of our call into topic tonight about open carry and people's experiences open carrying, and you know, whether you do it all the time or would like to try it or just do it occasionally. Call in and tell us.
Guess I won't be calling in.
Yeah, Alan in Texas.
Damn it.
I guess I'm trying to think if I ever
have
had
you ever had anything? Any bad experiences open carrying?
No.
Yeah.
No, and maybe it is because I am so
tall and
far
good looking
out of the demographic that they're looking. What was that, Alan?
Tall and good looking.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, though. We had, was it America's Night Out? Was it a month ago? Where the police and the fire department, then they all come out and do their little thing. Ours was the YMCA. And I picked, Susan was going to Y Camp, and it was right there at the YMCA. So I swung by the house and picked up my pistol and threw it on over my work clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And was out and about, and I had exactly three people ask me if I was a cop. And that's the only time I've been asked if I was a cop.
Huh.
But considering the context,
right,
when the place was crawling with police and emergency response people, and I just said, no. And no one pressed it, or no one asked about it, really, and that was that.
Interesting.
Hey, we got some callers.
Oh, good.
We've got...
Everybody wants to talk to Nancy.
Yeah. Let's see here. Area code 516. Hello.
Hey. How you doing? It's Glenn B. from New York.
Hey, Glenn
B. I'm just wondering, Alan. Hi. I'm just wondering, you just mentioned something about some people think that open carry is the same as a guy that would carry an AR into a library. I remember hearing about that incident several months back.
It was a shotgun. It was a shotgun in Michigan, yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, what's the difference? I don't see any difference. I see it as open carry. So what? I mean, if the guy's not being a jerk.
He was being a jerk.
Walking around.
That was the difference. I did a lot of reading on that story. And if anybody, I believe it was the Lansing Library and the Michigan Open Carry Group. They have since disowned this young man. They have since, like, pretended they know nothing about him. Oh, no, he's not with us. We don't know that guy, you know, except that he's all over the forums and, you know, had been active in their group up until that point. I think it was Lansing, but I did a lot of reading about that. And I was conflicted about it because my initial thing, seeing somebody walk into a library with a shotgun, I'm conflicted about it because, you know, he's not pointing it at me. He's not threatening anyone with it. So at that point, you know, what's the big deal? But he was deliberately being a jerk about it. He was walking around the library with his shotgun, deliberately going into children's areas. He was making a big deal about it. And to prove a point.
That's not what I'm asking about. I'm not asking about a guy making a jerk about himself. I know
you just brought that up. Being a jerk, that's different. And so he was.
Yes. That's not in my question, though. That's what I'm trying to say. If he was being a jerk, then, but in general, what's the difference between somebody open carrying a pistol or a revolver, or somebody open carrying a rifle and going about their business, or a shotgun, a long arm of any kind. Well, I don't see any difference at all. I don't think there should be.
No, I don't think there's. I don't think there's a difference either.
They open carry in Israel all the time, rifles, mm-hmm. you know, long guns. It's not a. It's a cultural thing. What is the saying like? Kind of like a handgun is a defensive weapon, and a long gun is kind of more of an offensive weapon. And I think that might be kind of the perception, at least in this country.
Context.
You know,
it's about the context.
Also, context. Geez, you know.
Well, you can be, if you're going to be a jerk, you can be a jerk with a pistol. You can be a jerk with,
sure.
you know, with nothing. But I think my point, Glenn, was that, and specifically this guy on the forum, Sam Uncle's post, he considered anybody that open carried to be an open carry activist and, you know, trying to be an attention whore. And, you know, just the fact that you were open carrying at all means that you were some kind of, you know, person that should be allowed.
I think anybody should be allowed to open carry. That's just mine. They should be allowed to open carry whatever we can legally carry.
I think that's what the Second Amendment is all about. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
I just don't see any difference in it. Like I said, unless you're being a jerk, you know, I don't know if it's the same guy. There's some guy who walks around with pistols and I think it's the same guy who also got stopped somewhere with, it was either an AR or an Uzi, something like that, where he was walking. And all he does is sticks it in the police officer's face over and over, you know, about how he's carrying out his rights and this thing. And he's just looking for trouble. He's just looking to try and hang a cop for doing something wrong. You know, I mean, if a respectful, you know, law-abiding gun carry, I see nothing wrong with it if it's a pistol or rifle or revolver.
No, but it's also, again, it's culture. You know, you're in the gun culture, and seeing guns for you is very normal. And seeing people walking around with guns for you is very normal.
Here in New York, it's not.
For a lot of people, it is a frightening thing, and that's, you know, due to media, due to, you know, what they see on TV. Guns are bad, and so I think that's the struggle that we have, is try the messaging, you know, and people who push really hard with open carry are in your face, so, like walking through a library with a long gun. Does that do more harm than good, you know?
I guess, like you said, it's the guy's being a jerk. I mean, there was that guy that brought the, what the heck was it? It was in the last, I think it was when Obama ran the first time for the presidency. The guy out in Arizona, he had a long arm strapped over his shoulder. He didn't get in any trouble. He didn't cause any trouble. He wasn't a jerk. You know, I mean, it sure opened a lot of people's eyes, but he was well within the law, and, you know, he acted respectfully.
Yeah.
And it's too bad that not everybody can do that. That's it's really a shame.
Yeah, I wish I could.
people that don't do it with respect do us a whole lot more harm than they're doing good for the cause.
You're in New York. How is open carry in New York? Is that allowed or no?
It's non-existent.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Even as a law enforcement officer, I wasn't allowed to open carry in New York. It's you know, when I was on the job, and that was my federal regulations anyway. But in New York State, they don't want you to open carry. You know, police officers obviously do in uniform, but if you're not in uniform, you're not supposed to open carry. When I was in Arizona, that was a totally different thing. I saw police open carrying. I saw guys that
I
was pretty sure were dope dealers open carrying. You know, anybody could open carry. So
yeah,
it was pretty a pretty neat thing. Arizona's a pretty nice place, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's pretty civilized too. You know, you'll find that there's people out there open carrying in Arizona. It's not even a thing. You know, nobody even comments on it. So
yeah.
Well, thanks for your call.
Yep. Thanks for calling, Glenn.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you.
Have a good night, everybody. It was an enjoyable conversation. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Hey, we got another caller.
Wow. See, people like to talk about open carry.
Yep. And the call-in number is 214-530-0036. And let's see, we've got area code 919. Hello.
Hey, this is Sean from NC Gunblog. How are you doing?
Hey, Sean.
Sean,
hey,
Sean. I am wearing your T-shirt right now.
Awesome.
It's very good.
You didn't happen to catch my friend at Mark of a Freeman, who was wearing the most awesome T-shirt in the world when he got his rifleman patch, did you?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, I thought it was a great bit of product placement. Unfortunately, I don't have any more to sell, so you know I couldn't pay him for advertising. But
well,
such is life. Open carry taught me a whole lot. It taught me that I've been lied to my whole life.
Oh.
I thought everybody was afraid of guns. I really did. I thought people were afraid of guns.
Uh-huh.
And I don't see it. Most people don't even notice.
Yeah.
It really shows me, you know, after I open carried, the I need to be really super concealed. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if I could walk down the street with, you know, I wear black pants and I got a black gun. And typically I'm wearing a black shirt. So it's really difficult for them to see it anyway. If I could wear them, you know, right now I'm wearing a red shirt. If I carried openly, nobody'd even look at it. I mean, I'm not carrying some, you know, if I had a Chrome 1911, sure they might look. But they're going to be looking because, wow, you know, hey, cool.
Yeah, I've not open carried that much, but you know, when you start concealed carry and you go through kind of the similar process, it's like, holy crap, you know, it's like everybody's going to know I've got a gun, and then you realize that. Not only does nobody cares, nobody sees, you know, it's.
Yeah, I got my start carrying in Pennsylvania, and I was part of, you know, I was on the PAFOA forum, and, you know, the ones that came across as the cool kids, I don't know whether they were or not, and we kind of, you know, jokingly referred to that group as the cool kids.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing open carry picnics and stuff. So I went to one of their open carry picnics and I started hanging out with them, and we just, you know, that's how I eased into open carrying. But after I did that a couple times, I realized, you know what, A, nobody notices when I'm open carrying, so I should really just not worry so much about the concealed carry. And the time I did get people to notice, I didn't get them to notice, it was almost uniformly positive. Oh, cool. Or, you know, the lady who's there with her kids at the Five Guys down here in Richmond and looks at me and says, well, I guess nobody's going to rob this place, and went back to her burger.
That's the point. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's really good. Do you think there's an element, like Nancy said, they asked her if she was a policewoman? Do you think there's any part of that is maybe people see you and they perceive you kind of like, oh, he's kind of some sort of policeman, authority figure?
Yeah, but you've met me. Do I look like a cop?
No.
You could be like a
undercover
cop.
Yeah.
Yeah, with my long hair and my stupid grin. Yeah, I totally look like a cop.
You'd be a great undercover cop.
Undercover DEA.
I got the too many donuts gut going on, so yeah, maybe. But, no, what I found is that I grew up in Los Angeles, and we knew, just absolutely knew, we're gun owners. There's three of us, the 97 of them. There's nobody out there who has a gun. Nobody wants to carry a gun. Every one of them, if they got a chance, would ban our guns. We have to be super nice. We have to avoid. And what I'm coming to find out is it's nothing like that at all. Most people just flat don't care. Not that they are positive or negative. They don't have an opinion, don't want to have an opinion, and aren't going to put the time and effort into having an opinion. They just don't give a damn.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about them. They're not going to care. You know, you do something stupid, they're going to be mad at you for being stupid.
Sure.
Not for the fact you have a gun and you're stupid. So, you know, we got lied to all this time. We had to be nice. We had to be quiet. We had to be in the background. Nobody could ever hear about what we were doing or else they would come and get us. Well, all that did was it prevented us from saying, hey, you know, here's a good reason to carry a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you never make the argument, none of the people in the middle go, oh, well, you know, that makes sense. And all they ever hear is the negative stuff. So they were able to, by making us marginalize ourselves, they were able to marginalize our arguments and not present our arguments because we wouldn't present the arguments. We were too afraid of them saying, oh, what a bunch of crazy bastards.
Yeah, the liberals are good at that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they were really good at that. Well, what I'm finding out is nobody cares. I don't have to be afraid of it. So I can go and talk to normal people and end up on the subject of guns, and I'm not going to frighten these people. Half of them shoot. And the half that don't shoot, it might be like one or two who are scared of guns, and the rest of them are like, well, I'd go if I had an opportunity.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was not really interested or whatever.
Yeah.
These aren't people I need to worry
about. That seems to be the normal.
I agree. It seems like a smaller and smaller percentage of people are like, oh, my God, guns, horrible, you know. Most people are kind of neutral. They're like, oh, sure, I'd like to try shooting, or my mom is a new shooter. My mom is always so surprised. She starts conversations. She's very open about, you know, shooting and about her concealed carry. She's very open about it. And she is always telling me, oh, my gosh, you're not going to believe who's a shooter. And it's always, you know, like somebody you'd never suspect.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing to me.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw my first open carrier in the wild, and I don't consider it to be, you know, an in-the-wild sighting if it's I went to a picnic or I went to a open carry dinner or something like that. I'm talking like I was out doing my job. I'm an inspector for an insurance company. I was going to a location, and there's a dude sitting on the sidewalk with his cane across his lap. He's about my age, in his 40s, but I guess he has, for some reason, has a cane. He's sitting on the sidewalk, and he's got this black object strapped to his right hip. And since I am a gun person, I looked. Because, you know, maybe it is his, well, that's kind of a funny iPhone case or something. No, it was a nylon holster on a revolver. Like, holy crap, that's an open carrier. I never see that. Well, it was an Arabic dude. Absolutely outside of what you think of as the sort of person you would see on a street corner with a gun.
Right.
He was, well, I guess he may not have been the owner of the place, but he was in some way responsible for this gas station. He was one of the owner's brothers, something like that. And,
well, in that case, if it was a gas station, that's very wise to be carrying a gun.
Right. And
I bet they don't get along much.
Have a lovely conversation with the man. Hey, I never see you guys up carrying. This is great. Good. Yeah. He kind of looked at me. He's like, yeah, well, I like to carry my gun.
Nice.
You gotta fit in here real well, man.
It's almost like you want a secret handshake, you know? It's like,
yeah,
hey, in the club.
Yeah, I think we spend too much time worrying about if you know, it's not the people outside the gun culture who are saying, hey, you should not open carry. There's the wackaloons all the way out of the edge who are saying you shouldn't have guns and especially shouldn't show them to people. But the people that are really anti-OC are the people who still believe the lie that we were told we need to be afraid because these people, they will get mad at us if we do anything out of line.
Yeah, we get a lot of that in Texas, too. We keep trying to have a open carry, you know, and invariably it's vigorously resisted by people that have that same kind of mentality. Oh, no, you don't want to scare people.
Yeah,
by
I grew
open
up with a bunker mentality.
Right, and then you have the other people that make a lot of money off of concealed carry, and they're like, oh, no, no open carry. Then nobody would take my class.
Yeah, well, yeah, you see that online a lot, too.
Dude, Texas has, like, the craziest shooting test you have to take, you know. Very few places make you take a shooting test, but I've seen a Texas shooting test. Holy crap, dude.
Well, it's kind of simple. I mean, it's...
Well, you know, we got time limits and, you know, well, here's a gun, one at the target. Yeah, you hit it. Good enough.
That's pretty much what the Texas one is. You know, it is bizarre. They, you know, they're like, okay, load one bullet, load two bullets. You know, it's weird. It's, I don't know. It's kind of a, somebody once said it was a test of whether you could follow directions more than and operate your gun more than it was, you know, whether you could hit something with it or not.
So. Yeah. I am a big believer that everybody who carries a gun should once in their life go to an open carry picnic or better yet, one of those open carry dinners that you can find pretty much anywhere that open carry is legal. Go to dinner at a normal restaurant order your food, sit down, hang out with your buddies who are open carrying, and recognize that nobody cares. Because once, or don't notice, that's the funny part. Because once you go through that once, maybe twice, all of that, oh my God, I'm carrying a gun concealed, can anybody see it, just goes away and you become much more calm about the whole subject.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling in. We got some people
all
stacked
right.
up. So
we'll, thanks, Sean.
Nice to talk to you guys.
All right, thanks.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.
He brought up something that I thought was interesting, and I had the exact same experience, was after open carrying, Ohio doesn't have any of those printing laws or anything like that, you know. After open carrying, I was way less concerned about concealing.
Yeah.
Because you realize how little people actually do notice.
Right.
You know, when you're open carrying, they don't really see it all the time. So, you know, why am I fussing with my outfit and why am I tucking in my shirt? You know, just throw on a t-shirt and jeans and who cares? Because most people aren't going to see it anyway.
This is true.
Yeah. Anyway, we have another caller.
Yeah, we got a few more callers here. It's getting lively. Area code 305. Hello.
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 Is that me? Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, no.
You gonna sing?
Oh no!
He's playing your birthday song.
Oh God!
It's Spanish!
Yay!
Okay, goddammit, that's as much as I can stand up.
I love it. Awesome.
Okay, royalty.
Thank you.
It's a very traditional Mexican birthday song, and
thank
I cannot stand them.
Heard it too
thank
much?
Thank you for suffering through it for us.
I said what?
Awesome.
Heard it too much?
Sir, you know, I'm not going to congratulate you because you are like me, don't like that crap, so.
Good.
But I had to pull this one on you. Hey, that's about it. I have no idea about open carry. Florida doesn't have open carry. You want to carry open, God bless you. Don't be a dick. And,
cool. That's rule one. Don't be a dick.
Yep.
That pretty much covers it.
Yeah.
Right there.
For most things.
We lost Nancy.
Oh no.
No, really?
No, you're there.
Okay.
Lost somebody.
Something
who's
happened.
Ringing?
I don't know. So Miguel went away. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
That was weird.
He hung up accidentally.
I guess.
That weird was on vacation.
Yeah, haha.
Fiching. Where's my sound effects, damn it?
Oh, do we have another caller?
Yeah, we have another caller.
Oh, good. Okay. I love callers. You know, it's just have
area
more callers.
Area code 865. Hello. This is you, 865. Hello, 865.
Hello.
Hello. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Going once. Hello.
Oh, yes.
This is you. Hello.
Yeah, sorry. I'm in the shop. Machines are running, and I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay.
Who is this?
It's Dennis.
Oh, hey,
Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
How are you?
Dennis.
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you guys?
We're good.
Fine.
Yes, your open carry, that just bringing people out of woodwork.
I guess
open
so.
Carry, I'm going to give you a perspective from a New Yorker. For somebody who went from a state where you couldn't to a state that you could.
Yeah.
All right. Well, first, it depends where in New York you are. Where Glenn B. is from, out on Long Island, that area, east of the city, there's no way on God's green earth. But normally, New York law is silent about open carry.
Mm-hmm.
Some upstate counties, you can open carry, like in Delaware County, just west of where I used to live, you can open carry there and nobody's going to say a word.
Really?
The next county over, as soon as you cross, you're 2 feet over the county line, you'll get arrested.
Huh.
Now, is it like, what is the state law, though?
The state law is silent. The state law gives you different tiers of permission to carry a pistol on your person. If you're a security guard, if you carry large sums of money, there's different conditions to you getting your license. Target shooting only means you can only go from your home to the range and back and carry the pistol on your person. An unrestricted New York license says that you can carry a pistol on your person in a concealed fashion. That's all it says. There's no law that says you must carry concealed. It gives you permission to carry a pistol on your person in a concealed fashion. That's if you want to, okay? It's the way it's interpreted, and it's a county-by-county thing up in New York.
You go into
the upstate counties? Yes. Now, when we first moved down here to Tennessee, the very first week we were down, we came to the house with just two cars, with a couple of, you know, cars packed to the gills with stuff. We didn't get the furniture yet. And, you know, after 3 or 4 days in the new house, we went out to meet Oleg. And mind you, you know, I've got all my pistols. I'm carting them down from New York. I'm moving them down. And Oleg, you know, we get to Oleg's, and Oleg says to me, he says, you have a license from, you know, a carry license, right, from New York still? And I said, yeah, I'm, you know, just for a couple of days. I didn't transfer it over yet. And he says, great, we're going to go out to eat. I'm like, okay, great. And so I put on, you know, a loose shirt. He goes, no, tuck your shirt in. You look like this. I'm like, and I'm a New Yorker where you just don't do that. And I'm self-conscious, you know. I'm walking around. The pistol, it's a big old 5-inch 1911, is on my hip. I'm walking around, and I'm, like, covering as much as I can with my arm and my elbow. You know, I don't want people to see it. And, you know, we go out to eat. We go out to a Waffle House, which is big down here in the South. And we walk in. We had to wait like 2 or 3 minutes to be seated. It's myself, my wife, two kids, and Oleg. And we go to sit down, and as we're being shown where to sit, there's this old couple in the next booth over. They see Oleg and I. We got the pistols we're carrying open. And the old lady that was sitting there with her husband, she looks over, she goes, oh, it's so nice to see that we're safe in here, that there's police.
Oh, and see? It's the police thing. Interesting.
It's the police thing. And so I look at her, I go, excuse me? And I was wearing a shirt that I got at a motorcycle event that was sponsored by it was one of those poker runs. It was sponsored by a firehouse. So on the back of the shirt, it's got this big old fireman symbol, you know, the thing that was like almost like an iron cross. You know, it's got this big old thing placed on the back. And so she thought I was with, you know, a local brotherhood of police or firefighters or something, and she was relieved, and I said, I'm sorry. I said, I'm not a police officer. And she looked at me, and she goes, well, he must be, and she points to Oleg. And I looked at I look over.
Oleg, a police officer.
And I look over, and Oleg just smiles and comes over, and he starts explaining, no, in Tennessee, we are allowed to carry our weapons openly, whatever, and you could see this lady's smile go from genuine to forced.
Yes. Oh my God, get the crazy people away from me.
Yes, get the, you know, it went from a very genuine smile to a very forced smile, and she's just nodding at all as Oleg is talking, and, you know, he finally goes to sit down. He says, if you'd like to know anything else about Tennessee, just, you know, come over and ask me. I'd be more than happy to fill you in on our firearms laws. He sat down.
And
they're just looking at us like, and they're looking at us like, please sit somewhere else.
And
so we went ahead, we ate, we left. They left, literally, they finished up quick and out the door they went.
Yeah. But
I've tried, and this is the funny thing, coming from a state like New York, okay, when I was still living in New York when we met out at the Pittsburgh NRA event. And so, you know, out there in Pittsburgh, we were open carrying, and it was cool. It took me a day to get used to it. Jay still couldn't get used to it.
It was kind of freaky.
I was self-conscious the whole time, yeah. And so, you know, I moved down here, and I'm thinking, I'm in Tennessee. I can open carry. This is great. And I find myself conceal carrying more often than open.
Well, it's kind of, in a way, easier because you don't have to worry and you don't have to explain and you don't have to get stared at. And
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And you don't have to assume this kind of involuntary open carry ambassador to the world.
So in other words, open carry is kind of like being an amputee?
Yes, yeah. It very much is. The experience is very similar. It's easier sometimes for me to just wear pants.
Oh, exactly. It's easier just to get dressed, throw on a loose shirt,
right,
and go. You know, and like I said, I find myself concealed carrying more often, especially when I go to the big box stores, Walmart, Costco, something like that.
Yeah.
Definitely, I'll just cover it up. If I'm only going out to like to get some gas or something else, I'll open carry into a gas station, which really gets a lot of looks down here, because you're in a gas station and people are looking like, okay, you're gonna hold up the gas station, you know? You just you just pump your gas and you go. But otherwise, I find that it's just a lot easier to conceal. I'd love to open carry more often. I just don't. I just feel more comfortable, believe it or not, concealed carrying, and maybe it's because I did it so long in New York. That's just where I want to. Yes.
If you open carry with a kilt, nobody will notice your gun.
That's the problem.
That's my experience.
You know what? I don't think anybody would want to see me in a kilt because I really don't have the legs for it. You know.
We'll have to judge that.
Okay, I don't know, Dennis. I think you'd get used to open carrying. I feel the same way in the spring after wearing a coat all winter and more or less concealed carrying. In the spring, it's sort of hard to nudge myself again to get going. But by this time of year, heck, I don't care.
You know what? I wish I had the whole I don't care attitude. I also, you know, run the firearms business out of the house too, the FFL, which, you know, I got lucky enough to get the FFL to do that. I'm self-conscious walking out of the house, showing a gun on my hip, and then coming back because I really don't need anybody around here, you know, watching, seeing, noticing, and then going, hey, we could hit this guy up. He's got a couple of pistols. The house right next door to ours was hit about 4 or 5 months ago. You know, they took electronics and stuff. Thankfully, they didn't go after his pistols. But, you know, I guess it's just being careful. You know, that's all I can say. It's just being careful, and it's just more comfortable.
Cool.
And there you go.
Well, thanks for calling, Dennis.
Well, thank you, and you have a great night. I'll go back to listening all over the web.
Okay, cool.
Night, Dennis.
Good night.
You know, I don't want to make this a commercial, but Dennis's holsters make open carry very tempting because you want to show it off.
That's right. I have one.
Because his holsters are so beautiful that you just want everybody to look at it and admire it.
I have an awesome holster from Dennis that I've worn like twice because I can't open carry, damn it. I want to so bad. I want everybody to see it because it's awesome. So, okay, we got another caller.
Oh.
Holy crap. It's 214-530-0036. I guess it's open carry night.
Okay.
I know we had, you know, another topic, but, you know.
Whatever. The other topics were kind of like throwaway topics.
We'll talk about whatever people want to call in and talk about, right?
Yeah.
So here we go. It's MDev.
Well,
you know his number.
Yes, it's MDev. How are you doing, MDev?
Wait. First of all, MDev, I would like to know, have you rectified the Firefly situation?
Yeah. Everybody's fine with it. Whatever.
You need to watch it.
No, I have watched it. And it's not a bad show. Do not get me wrong. And that's all I'm allowed to say. I don't want to get hung up again.
How are you this week?
Well, the next question is, how do you feel about Doctor Who?
I love Doctor Who, but I like the British version better than the new one.
Okay.
But I love Doctor Who. I love, I'm really hooked on Warehouse 13 now, and I'm down to like the last few episodes. So I'm going to have to find a new season. Maybe I will give Firefly another open-minded chance.
That's all we can ask.
I actually got a real quick open carry story. That didn't involve me open carrying. It involved someone else open carrying while I was concealed carrying. I was out with my mother-in-law, who is, I could at best say gun neutral. She's, you know, she knows I carry, she knows I own guns, whatever. She doesn't give a damn about that, but she's not going to the range with me anytime soon. And we walked into a, a Chinese food restaurant, but not one that you sit down in. It was like, you know, you get yourself at the counter and then to go or whatever, right? And the guy in front of us had a pretty nice Kimber, you know, 1911, open carried, like just a standard Galco holster or whatever. And I kind of noticed it, didn't say anything. And when she walked out of that restaurant after getting our food, she was like mortified of it. She was like, oh my gosh, is that legal? And we kind of had a little discussion, and I almost had to play like I didn't notice it. I was like, oh yeah, totally fine, you know, whatever. And it really shocked her. And it was kind of the first time that I had seen in person somebody have that reaction. Because I live in it's not really totally rural, but it's pretty rural, although it is developing area. So, I mean, it's like, it's nothing to drive around and see Glock or the Gottsig bumper stickers or anything like that. We just don't see a ton of open carry. The flip side of it, though, and I have to laugh at this so hard, is I will go fishing in about as urban as I am, and somehow, if you're on a dock, open carry is totally permissible. Like, everybody doesn't even give you a second look, you know?
Really?
It's like,
that's odd.
It's like, I don't know if it's like, because I'm doing an outdoor activity, then suddenly, oh yes, of course the gun on your hip seems reasonable, you know? I can't tell you the number of times I've been watching a boat and the guy in front of me is, you know, open carrying or whatever, and I'm just worried that he's going to slip and, you know, drown his gun. you know, but I mean, it's just one of those things where I don't open carry a lot. I will say that when I do it, it's always in my Dragon Leatherworks holster. Just because I think that it looks a little cleaner to go with that than, you know, a generic off the shelf TP holster or whatever. It's like, all right, let's use the quality holster if I'm going to go showing it off to everybody. But yeah, it's so weird. It's like throw a fishing rod in your hand. Suddenly, you get far less books. And I don't know if it's the type of people that are out there or what, but
that could be, but I've never even kind of made the connection, fishing and guns.
I had not until, you know, you open carry just a little bit. Cause like I said, I don't do it a lot. I do it, you know, kind of depending on who I'm with and where I'm going and whatever. And I definitely agree with what Dennis was saying. If I'm going to Walmart, yeah, I throw a pepper shirt on because it's easier. You know,
because you don't want to deal with it.
I actually have to say, you know, even though it's a totally different state, your reaction at open, what was it, open carry day 2 years ago, where you kind of had the Walmart employee, you know, giving you a stink eye and crap. That kind of turns me off to it. It's like, oh crap, that's exactly what I don't want to deal with when I'm just running in to pick something up.
Yeah, it's It was irritating to me because number one, this manager person didn't know her own store's policy.
Yeah.
Because the store at Walmart's policy is that they follow local laws. Local law in Ohio is that open carry is legal. Unless I'm causing a problem, you know, what?
Yep.
So that really bothered me. And she told me that I needed to pull my shirt over my gun. Now imagine if I didn't have my concealed carry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she would have been asking me to break the law.
Can't do that.
While I was doing something completely legal. So that whole thing bothered me. I also have the kind of comfort zone of people assuming I'm a cop. There is no planet where I would be a policeman.
No.
You know,
Me either.
No, Nancy, I don't know. You're tall and, you know.
What does that have to do with it?
I don't know. Policewomen are tall.
None of the ones I've ever met.
I don't know. You just seem official and tall. Maybe that's...
It's the mom thing.
Maybe it's the mom thing. I don't know.
It's the looming.
I don't have a death stare. I have to loom.
Yeah. But so it's, I never get that, like, people assuming I'm a policeman or somebody official because, you know, I don't look that way. I look like small little librarian type person. Why is she carrying a gun? Oh my God. You know, not to mention I had it in like one of, actually that day I was carrying it in one of Dennis's holsters, this beautiful black and purple holster he made for me. Yeah. So obviously not a cop gun. But yeah, it really was kind of like, I had a moment like, what the heck? And believe me, every time after that, I have covered up when I went to Walmart because I just don't want to deal with it.
I think we lost him, Dev.
Oh. Well, I have carried in Lowe's. I've open carried in Lowe's and it was not a big deal.
I've never had a problem in Lowe's. I haven't had a problem. And I don't know if it's because I have, well, now a 7-year-old with me that puts a completely different spin on it.
Well, you know, a woman with a child is like the least offensive, threatening thing on the face of the planet.
Unless you annoy me. I'll show you offensive.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean? I mean, it's like, you know, it's, you know, nobody ever, you know, nobody ever calls in and complains about a woman with a gun. It's always, you know, man with a gun.
That's true. Very rarely.
So, they probably get more complaints about the actual kids.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably do. Lady, control your kids. Well, not in your case, because, you know.
No. Because as I tell her, I'll rip off her arm and beat her with the wet end. Susan's what?
She's perfect.
Well, yeah, but I'm biased.
Can I ask you how tall she is now? I'm just checking.
Just a little over 48 inches. She's not going to be that tall.
Okay. I've got time. Okay.
Brita's afraid she'll be taller than
I know. I've got time.
No, her dad's side of the family's pretty short. The women average out right about 5 feet.
Huh. I think she's going to surprise you.
You never know. Get one of those summer growth
spikes,
you know.
She's going to surprise me.
And we got another caller.
Cool.
Area code 806. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you fine.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Hello. What's your name?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Who is this?
Okay, very good. How is everybody tonight?
We're fine.
We're fine, but who is this?
It's Travis.
Hey, Travis.
Oh, hi, Travis. Okay.
You
don't tell us who you are, and you run the risk of me hanging up on you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm used to that. So.
I've had lots of, I've done these shows. Wow. I've done these shows a long time, and I am very wary of prank callers.
Yeah, but we don't have enough listeners for crank
callers.
No,
I know.
So, yeah.
It's
I'd
just Travis.
I'd call you at work in a heartbeat, but not on the squirrel report.
Thanks.
<Ooh.
laughs> Oh, God. I get those at work. That's for sure.
Yeah. Let's see. Open carry.
What do you know about open carry? You live in Texas.
Well, yeah, I know. I can dream, though. We need to catch up with Oklahoma and Arizona.
Yeah, we do.
We'll see what happens. And I even bought a special holster for it just in case of, you know, a Safari Land, one of those active retention holsters. But unlike the Serpa, you don't use your trigger finger.
Oh, nice.
And that was actually kind of ties into my own personal debate on open carry, and that's, you know, basically action versus reaction, retention, things like that. to be honest. I mean, if open carry was the law here, I'd probably just wouldn't conceal as hard.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just because I prefer, you know, I prefer it to come as a surprise. But, again, that's my personal view, and I've got no problem with people, you know, acting in a responsible manner and, you know, carrying their weapons.
Yeah. No, that's one of the things where, I don't know, I see it in the gun forums all the time, that whole, the element of surprise thing, and what if somebody tries to grab your gun, and that sort of thing. You never hear about that, though.
Yeah, pretty much never happens.
You know, people trying to grab your gun. The only time I ever hear about somebody trying to steal someone else's gun is police altercations.
Yeah, and, I mean, typically it's a police officer attempting to subdue somebody, you know, and they reach for it, and yeah, then the shit hits the fan. But, I mean, like I said, it's my own personal hang-up. Florida was death on brandishment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's illegal in Florida to accidentally expose your firearm.
Right.
I mean, you know, or at least here in Texas, you know, they're willing to put up with a couple of oopses as long as it doesn't look like you're, you know, just trying to, you know, flash somebody on the fly.
Yeah, the rule in Texas is there's no intentional exposure.
Yeah.
You know, of course, whether it's intentional or unintentional is kind of up to the cop that sees it. But
yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, and you know, but I mean, now carrying a shoulder holster, I think retention becomes a much less of an issue because you know somebody can't just walk up next to you and make a play for the gun. I tend to carry, you know, just behind my right hip, so you know, I'm just paranoid about okay, you know, is somebody gonna go for it? But like I said, I've got a holster that if you don't, you know, push the secret lever on the inside of the holster, the gun's not going anywhere.
Right.
Oh, I carry by my left boob, so if anybody's going for my gun, I think I'll see it coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
What if they're not going for your gun?
Well, even worse.
They'll get it anyway.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. It's also the same side where I carry my purse. So you reach in that general area, you're going to have a bad day.
Yeah, there's no reason for getting that close.
Let them know how you feel, Nancy. Yeah, I mean, now
okay, Travis, so you're, let's say you're in the grocery store, okay, and you are carrying your gun behind your hip, and you've decided on a whim to open carry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have to just think, like, what would it take for somebody just out in the public? What are the chances of somebody out in the public, just every day out in the public, of going for your gun? It's not like mind control where some guy sees your gun and has to grab it and start shooting up the place. I mean, that's kind of like anti-gunner thinking. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, yeah. I never said it was rational either.
No, I totally understand. Yeah. But people don't. You know, it's like one of those things people don't think about. They're like, okay, so I'm out in the grocery store. Who is the person that is going to be grabbing my gun? Just, I mean, it's not like people go out looking to commit crimes and then they look for places where people can be open carrying and they try to find somebody that's open carrying. And then, you know, there's all these factors involved.
Well,
you know,
I think gun owners, like a lot of, a certain segment of the gun owning population that shares characteristics with, you know, gearheads or nerds or dorks or, you know, people that are obsessively compulsively anal about the finest detail of every little thing spend a lot of time in what if situations.
Okay.
You know, the comic book nerds are always going on, well, what if Superman was fighting Batman and, you know, or, you know, what if my 427 Cobra jet was, blah, you know, I mean, there's all this, you know, this mental masturbation that goes on in with, you know, all these what ifs and that have absolutely no basis in reality whatsoever, you know,
right.
And it's like, you know, if there was a problem with people stealing open carry and guns, I mean, open carry is legal in what, 38 states, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's been,
like I said, it's my own 20 years of conditioning that I have to overcome.
If it was a problem, you'd hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there would be statistical data that it was like, oh, well, you know, 15% of the people that open carry get their guns stolen. You know, there'd be some data on that, and it's just like anything else. You know, it's like, 30 years ago when Florida got the ball rolling on the shall issue concealed carry, mm-hmm. It was blood in the streets. Well, the first couple of times everybody was like, blood in the streets, blood in the streets. And then after 30 years, they cry out the blood in the streets and everybody goes, yawn.
Here's a funny little story about Florida. I was living there back in 87, and I remember when they passed the shall issue law. And for a very brief window, and we're talking just a couple of days, there was no prohibition against open carry. And I mean, so you had people walking the street and, oh my God, needless to say, the legislature, had an emergency session and, they got that nailed down right away.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can remember riding to school in the school bus and seeing a guy with a Colt 45 revolver and one of the fast draw rigs walking down the street. And this was really before my awakening to the gun culture, but, even then I thought that was kind of neat. Yeah, I mean, if Texas goes open carry, I'll probably do it. I mean, to be honest, just because it's nice not to have to wear a covering garment sometimes.
It's more of a summer thing in Texas, I think. In the winter, in the Texas winter, when the temperatures get down to 70 degrees,
maybe in your part of Texas,
it's yeah. Well,
I'm in Amarillo, so it's a little bit different.
Amarillo gets frosty, but you got a coat, you got whatever. It's not that big. In fact, in the winter, open carry is kind of a pain in the ass because you got to be real careful. And if you don't have a concealed carry license, you got to make sure your coat doesn't cover it, and it's
mm-hmm.
It's problematic. But in the summer, good God, a concealed carry is sometimes a pain in the ass in Texas in the summer.
Yeah. I went and bought some proper shirts. They call them the tactical shirts. Just short sleeve, ripstop fabric.
Yep.
They're long, so I mean, I can just wear the shirt untucked, and
magnetic buttons?
They don't have magnetic buttons. They have a zipper. It's one of those concealed zippers.
Zipper on a shirt.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean,
like on the side,
there's a flap with buttons on it that covers the zipper. So you can't see that there's a zipper. I mean, it's basically, I buy them at a local police supply store just because they're great. I mean, I can hide anything under that shirt, and a couple mag carriers outside the waistband holster, whatever I want. Although I typically use it inside the waistband just because it's more comfortable for me.
Mm-hmm.
I like having the gun, pulled up real tight.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm fine with open carry as long as we're being good ambassadors. That's the thing.
I kind of wanted to bring that ambassador thing up.
Well, why don't you do that?
All right. Because Nancy and I are kind of two different minds on the whole ambassador thing. I attribute my position and my feelings about the whole ambassadorship to growing up as an amputee and being stared at and being having complete strangers approach me and asking me mm-hmm. personal questions. I mean, it's like sure. a lifetime of that. You get tired of dealing with mm-hmm. stupid questions,
Yeah, no, I've got a messed up right eye, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what
about.
I'm saying? So it's not like all of a sudden, I have a fake leg, so all of a sudden I have to allow people, complete strangers, come up and ask me personal questions about my body. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I take issue with strangers asking me stuff and thinking that I somehow owe them an answer, that they're entitled to know my business, just mm-hmm. for some reason. So I kind of I have trouble with the whole ambassador thing. Just because I'm wearing a gun, it's none of anybody's business unless I'm pointing it at them. That's my feeling. People don't come up and ask me, you know, I've had people come up and ask me stuff, but, you know, I don't go up and ask people like, hey, why is your hair blonde? Or why do you have a sunburn today? Or where did you buy your shirt? You know what I mean? It's just like, these are questions that it's not up anybody's business.
I've actually had people ask me, why I wear heels.
Because
they tell
can.
Me I'm tall like enough, them. And yeah, I can. That's why I like them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm.
See, that's
my wife's family has a bunch of tall women, so I understand that sensitivity too. You know,
I think it's weird that there's a certain group of people like there that think it's rude for your. It's like the blaming the victim thing, right? You know. You know, somebody comes up and asks you a rude question and you're supposed to be polite and nice to them. And if you're not, they call you rude. And I'm the rude one because I told somebody to mind their own business.
Well, I mean, I think context is important. If they're clearly looking to start something, they don't get an answer. Now, if they're genuinely curious, like the example earlier with, Oleg and the Waffle House. I mean, that's something I would have no problem doing, just, you know, having a friendly chat. I mean, where I live, somebody would walk up and want to know, you know, hey, what kind of gun is that? You know, where did you get it? You know, where can I find one? How's the trigger? You know, stuff like that. I'd have no problem explaining it to people, you know. As long as they're genuinely interested and not just trying to be confrontational. And I'd even put up with a little bit of rudeness because, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people just want to be left alone, you know.
I just don't want to be left alone.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean.
Just want to do your thing. Nancy, you handle a little bit differently than me, mostly because you're way nicer than I am.
No, I'm not. I fake it.
You play nicer on TV.
I play nicer on TV, and the funny thing is, I think open caring has made me a nicer person, or at least has made me, I guess, develop my people skills, so that I actually have some now.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, once you put that gun on, you can't lose your temper. You can't
be
a jerk. It's a higher standard of care.
Right, but you also don't. You're not required to accommodate strangers. I mean, that's one of the things that you're always told to keep yourself safe. Do not just automatically accommodate strangers because you don't know what people want.
Sure. Yeah.
You know. So I think there's a fine line. I don't know.
There is.
Nancy handles it with humor and good nature. And
the Hello Kitty stickers on the magazines. You have no idea how far those go to break the ice. Thank you, Susan.
Oh, I would imagine that you'd be able to see those. That's funny.
That's funny. They're on the base of the magazine?
On
the base of the magazines. Mm-hmm. And they're right on the other side there to balance the weight. And I've had several people not even notice the gun, but notice the Hello Kitty stickers and ask what they're for. What are those for? Oh, those are the magazines that go with this.
Yeah.
They look at me and say, well, you know, if you're having a problem with your pistol firing, you need to figure out if it's the magazine or the actual gun. So if you have all of your magazines labeled differently, then you can tell if it's that one or it helps you narrow it down. And they kind of, their eyes glaze over a little bit, but you're not talking like a lunatic. And it makes some rational sense on some level. And some will say, oh, yeah, you know, my husband's got clips like that. But
do you feel there's a point where you have to kind of like just kind of tone down your gun? Like somebody says clips to me, and I just kind of sigh and nod because I don't want to get into the whole gun geek thing out myself.
I try to use it in a sentence and then just
magazine.
Use it. And then use it correctly. And maybe, again, it's the whole mom thing.
Well, that could be.
Well, yeah. The one on the right is Cosmopolitan, and the one on the left is Vogue.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
But,
instead of constantly correcting Susan, I'll just reuse the word or whatever in a sentence properly and hope she picks up on it. So same type of thing.
Actually, that's a pretty good strategy. They, actually, you know, it probably applies to adults too. You know, when you correct somebody, they get resentful and then they, you know.
And oh my gosh, I'm in no position to correct anybody. I mean, what I know can be written on the inside of a matchbook with a grease pencil.
Oh, really? Let's talk about reenactment in history.
Well, I mean, okay, about pistols then, or guns in general. I have a very limited knowledge there. I have a great wide breadth of knowledge, but it's all very shallow. I'm great at cocktail parties. I can talk about almost anything for 5 minutes.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you got me.
You know, something I meant to mention earlier, I briefly worked retail in a gun shop. This is in Central Florida. And when I started working there, I asked the manager, you know, what's your policy on employees going armed? And he said, you can if you want to, but we prefer you not. And then because we had some special shotguns, you know, are secreted around the store. And those are the ones that you never, ever handed to the customer because they were locked and loaded, safety off, ready to go. And the logic that was explained to me was if you're wearing a gun, if somebody robs the place, they're going to come in shooting. Whereas if you're not wearing a gun, you know, there's that possibility that maybe they just want the contents of the register or whatever and they'll leave, you know. And there was something to that. I had to respect that, you know, that policy.
Was this a gun store?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was.
Interesting, because I don't think I've ever been in a gun store that everybody in there wasn't carrying.
Well, now what's interesting is it's now a chain store, and the newer chains, the employees go armed. So, you know, like I said, you pay your money and you take your choice. But, I mean, it's also one of these things where there's probably 15 employees in the store. I mean, they're huge. You know, so there's no way that anybody's going to do a takeover without getting caught in a crossfire.
Yeah. I don't know. Does anybody rob a gun store during the day? I only hear about them getting broken into at night when nobody's there.
Only stupid people.
Yeah.
It has happened.
Huh. Self-correcting
living in
problem.
Orlando, it happened. Yeah.
Wow. That seems but, remarkably I mean, stupid.
In fact, in St. Petersburg, during the riots in 96, somebody tried it. You know, they drove a car through the front of the store, and they were met with a semi-automatic AK.
Oh.
So, you know. Or at least I assume it was semi-automatic. The article never quite specified. But, yeah, didn't work out so well for them. They ran away.
Yeah, I guess.
But anyway, that's just my two cents on the subject.
Yeah, that deserves a big. Oh crap! I was going to play a sound effect and it didn't get it. Oh, well. Damn it.
There you go.
Yeah, that worked.
We can get Miguel on the line.
Anyway, all right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Travis. Have a good night.
Later.
Okay,
night, bye. Travis.
Okay. We got a few more minutes if somebody else wants to call in.
Well, I wanted to ask Nancy a little bit more about being an ambassador.
Okay, good.
Being kind of the mom figure, do you get to deal with other moms? Because I think being a good gun ambassador is very much like a one-on-one thing. Like, talk to the people you know. Like, I've gotten so many girls shooting at the library, and one girl now, she does all these kind of, like, gun courses, and she carries and all this stuff. And I've taken a bunch of girls shooting. Do you have that experience with, like, the other moms that you deal with?
I don't ever bring it up.
Okay, but your gun is
there. I let them ask the questions. At the kid shoot last June, Susan's best friend's mom was having a blast with the BB guns.
Cool.
She'd never fired anything before, and she was knocking down targets, and she turned and looked at me. She points at the gun I was wearing and says, "Can I fire that?"
Ooh, good.
Yeah, and I said, "Not here. It's not safe, but next time Dr. Mike comes up, blah, 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 we'll see if we can't borrow a 22 and get you started with that."
Cool.
So, yeah, I'm not in anybody's face about it. I don't go knocking on door to door in a short-sleeved white shirt with a black tie and khakis. I'm not evangelical about it at all.
Right.
It's just what I do.
I think it just shows you're kind of like just this normal person, and you're a woman, and you carry,
Normal as I can ever be perceived, because...
Yes. But you know what I mean? Like, it's not a thing. Like, so many people make it a thing.
No. It's not a thing.
Yeah.
I have enough atypical stuff going on just being me that I don't need to add a thing.
Right. You know, I think it's good to, like, you know, if you're having a conversation with someone, you can just say, "Oh, well, I went to the range," or you could show them a picture from your latest shoot or something and say you had so much fun this weekend or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to work it in. And then they're like, "What?" You know, and I love it when it's a surprise, when it's kind of like, "Oh, my gosh, really? You?" You know, and
see, I don't ever get that.
Really?
No, I don't ever get that. They're never surprised with me. I don't know why.
Can't imagine.
Yeah, shut up, Alan.
Hey, do you? I wanted to ask you. Do you, when you do your reenactment and you're in, you know, period costume and all that, do you carry as well, or do you not?
Sometimes.
Bother? Okay.
It depends on where I am.
What do you carry? Like, you carry your pistol, or do you carry like a?
No, I only have one pistol.
Okay. You don't have, like, a black powder thing?
That'd be cool.
I did. I traded it for a replica of Washington's hunting knife.
Oh, good trade. Okay.
Yeah, it didn't work. If I actually needed to use it, the amount of time it would take to load and fire.
Wait. Let me stuff the powder down. Oh, wait. Let me.
Yeah.
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 I mean, unless I'm dressed up, I've got a knife. But the women's clothing, the pockets are a separate piece that tie around your waist, and you reach them through slits in the sides of your petticoats, your skirts, so I can easily put a pocket holster in there and carry.
Sure.
Yes, voluminous.
Yeah, we know what you mean.
That
you need like a little pocket gun, like an LCP or something.
Why?
That'd be cool.
My service revolver fits easy.
Cool.
Nice.
There you go.
I mean, that's one reason I picked the gun that I've got. It puts holes where I point it, and I learned to shoot on a gun without a safety, my muskets. And so it's got the trigger and the grip safety, so I don't have to add another step into the whole firing process. And so I just adapt to it instead of... I mean, someday I suppose I'll have enough pistols and enough time that I can learn to fire them all proficiently. But this one just works, and so...
Well, having one that you're completely used to and know exactly what it does, and it does the same thing every time is a lot...
There's a lot to be said for that, yes.
Is a lot better than having a few and you got it, you know...
Yeah.
You know, it's like the old saying about the guy with one watch always knows what time it is, and the guy with two watches isn't
never
really sure. Kind of the same with guns.
There is a saying about a man with one gun. Fear the man with one gun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Because he probably knows how to use it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true. That's all you have to practice with. That's what you know.
Yep. Hey, we got another caller.
We've got 10 minutes left. Yeah.
Hello, area code 608.
Hey, a little different perspective here. I live in a state that just got concealed carry, the state of Wisconsin, and it's had open carry for...
Yay.
Yeah, it was a long slog, but finally got the job done.
What's your name?
My name is Gus.
Gus, hey,
Gus.
How you doing?
Yeah, and we we've had open carry forever, but nobody did. In fact, there was a group that was advocating, and they would go to local restaurants, open carrying, and sit down. And of course, People's Republic of Madison, Wisconsin, they got hassled by the local cops and wound up getting a bunch of tickets, got them thrown out. And I think this particular group has collected civil judgments against, I think, Milwaukee cops and Madison cops. But at this point, a little different perspective. I'm still at the baby steps because there are a lot of people that, you know, just aren't familiar. I mean, this is Wisconsin outside of kind of the two. Wisconsin's a lot like Texas. You got a city full of hippies, a city full of criminals, and a whole bunch of good God-fearing people surrounding them.
Yep.
Although I think Texas has two cities of criminals, if I'm not mistaken. But at this point, it's almost baby steps because it was such a struggle. And in my occupation, I was kind of on the inside of the concealed carry and kind of saw the process, saw, you know, the NRA come to town and saw the push. Everybody, you know, some people wanted constitutional, and the bottom line, you're gonna make a whole bunch of people mad, no matter what you come up with. I think the state did very well. I think we got something pretty good. Maybe my mindset, it's definitely more timid than most of what I've heard tonight. Probably more timid than it needs to be. But at this point, you know, a couple of years without anybody getting freaked out, in my mind, is probably healthy. I mean, I open carry when, you know, out in the country just because, you know, there's no way there to see it. But, you know, at this point, well, the fact of the matter is I don't have a lot of good holsters, so it was nice to hear of a contact that maybe I can, you know, look into some good leather. But at this point, it's a J-frame and a pocket holster. And, you know, Wisconsin's not that far along yet, you know, in my mind.
When you start carrying, you learn about holsters really quick.
Yeah, it's, you know, and again, maybe it's the ambassador thing. Maybe, you know, I don't know if that's the right way to put it, but we're so grateful to have what we have. You know, everybody we can get on our side is victory. And, you know, the folks who went to the local burger joint, and, you know, the burger joint was great. They said, you know what, we follow the local laws. You know, we're here to sell burgers, and we'll sell burgers to anybody who's here legally. But it created a stir in the paper, and I think overall it was positive because it kind of put people on notice that, you know, this is legal, and, you know, it's not usual, but it's normal. And, you know, these people, they had a bite to eat, and when the cops didn't hassle them, when they did sit down, they, you know, they had their burger, they chatted, they had a cup of coffee, and then they all went home. And, you know, there was no Wild West, there was no nothing. So, but where I'm at is a little more timid, just for one, because I'm originally from the last remaining state that has no freedom, but they have, you know, no money, no nothing, Illinois. And so growing up, I mean, I grew up around firearms, but you just couldn't do anything with them outside of, you know, going hunting. So I think my mindset's probably a little more timid because of my background. And also, as new as it is and as long and as hard as we fought to get where we are, and we've got a great law. I mean, we've got a very liberal law. So at this point, you know, I don't see me open carrying for a little while at least, probably more for my own comfort than for, you know, the what are people going to think thing. But it's great to be where we're at. And I just, you know, most people don't really have an opinion and won't get one until they have a positive or a negative experience. And at this point, I don't feel I'm in a position to give them either, you know?
Right. Well, that's exciting though, to be able to, you know, to be able to carry it all. But
it is. And
I live in a place where people don't open, we're allowed to open carry, but people don't. And it's because of the police, and it's because of, you know, the culture around here. And we're near a more urban area. No one would ever open carry. Well, people do, but it's really not very wise. Open carry in downtown Cleveland. I mean, that's just, I would never.
I lived in downtown Cleveland, right at the peak of the resurgence before it slid back. And went from a building that was good for a body a week, and 3 years later, I was helping a buddy of mine move into a $1,200 apartment there, you know? It was, you know, but yeah, so Cleveland, it's a little different deal.
Cleveland is going kind of, you know, we're like Detroit light right now. you know.
Right.
But nobody ever really opens carries around here. I don't know about Southern Ohio, but it is, you know, we're allowed, but no one does. And it is daunting, so I don't blame you for holding back.
And if I did, people would probably think off-duty cop, you know, the whole short hair, you know, middle age. You know, I mean, at this point, it's very new here, and it's even more new to me. I mean, Wisconsin's always had open carry, but nobody really knew it. It was one of those things that really wasn't addressed. Now it's addressed, and it's codified that, hey, you know, we can. And it's actually pretty good as far as where you're not allowed to carry. You know, you can open carry right into the state capitol. You can walk right in, no metal tires, and you can stand there and look up to the rotunda. Now, individual legislators can post their office. So if you want to talk to your legislator and he's one of the bad guys, you have to peek in the door and keep your ass out the door so that your firearm doesn't cross the threshold, you know.
We had a similar situation in Texas. The state capitol in Texas, if you have a concealed carry license, you can carry in, and they have metal detectors, but if you show your concealed carry license, you bypass the metal detectors and go right through. And what happened was all the lobbyists went out and got concealed carry licenses, so they didn't have to stand in line at the metal detectors.
Yeah, do one just for that. But, yeah. I think, you know, when I see how far the state's coming in 5 years since I've been here, it's heading the right direction. And, you know, there'll probably be a time when that is, you know, considered fairly usual. But, you know, we're not, and it also depends because, you know, like I say, Wisconsin's a lot like Texas. I mean, what you do in downtown Austin and what you do, you know, in what I consider, you know, normal Texas. I lived in San Antonio for a while, and that's a little different deal because it's urban. And I mean, for God's sakes, you got a mayor named Castro, you know. maybe they're not related, but I'm not taking any chances. It's at the baby steps part right now. I'm glad to be able to, you know, grab my J-frame and pocket holster, throw it in the cargo shorts and out the door. That's all I really do. That's fine with me. And like I say, once I get some better leather, I might feel a little better about it. But right now I've got nothing that really works. We haven't had it long enough that I've got that drawer full of holsters that I don't use. I guess that's part of what.
Just give it time. You will.
Do you carry in your house?
Occasionally I do.
That's one of the things that kind of made me kind of comfortable to open carry was I open carry in my house. So it kind of just feels natural to me. It feels weird, you know, to cover it up. So you kind of have to have a little practice. You know, I would open carry in the yard doing yard work, you know, so it's my yard. I'm allowed, you know, not a big deal, but yeah.
But I will say, you know, the first time I actually walked out the door, you know, with, you know, had the cargo shorts on and I'm like, you know, it was, you thought about it a lot. And then, you know, after a while, it's just, I mean, it's always in the back of your mind that, you know, things are different. Like, you know, I drive differently. You know, I don't drive like an ass because any fight is a gunfight, you know?
Right. Could be.
There's no such thing as, a simple fist fight if it goes wrong. You get on your back, you know, guess what? It's not your gun, his gun, it's the gun. Things can end badly. So I'm a lot more polite when I carry.
And patient.
It's an added responsibility, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe that's part of the armed society, the polite society.
It sure is. College,
you know?
Thanks for calling, Gus. We're out of time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate the show, and we'll tune in next week.
All right. See you on Facebook, man. Right.
Thanks, Gus.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Gus Avocado.
Yeah. All right, Gus.
Cool.
Well, we're out of time, believe it or not. We had callers like almost the whole time. And
that's the kind of show I like.
Yeah, it's good.
I like callers. The show is about the callers. It's not all about us. It's about everybody else's stories. Yeah, I mean, that's what makes it interesting.
We can yap a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah.
We like the people calling in.
Nancy, thank you for being a co-host.
Oh, thank you very much, Nancy. You did great.
You're welcome. I didn't do much, but hey.
You did good.
You got your bribes, so, you know, I got my airtime.
Yes. Bribes work.
Obviously.
obviously. You're in like
that,
Lynn.
That and nobody else wanted to do it.
No. You're the brave one.
You could have enjoyed it. Have my illusions, Alan.
We actually had somebody else lined up whose name shall not be mentioned and flaked out at the last minute. So.
Well, yeah. It's his birthday. Yeah. And it's your birthday, Alan. Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed your squirrel report birthday.
My birthday squirrel report?
Yeah.
Your birthday squirrel? That's,
you know, that's actually, funny. if it was, you know, well, never mind. I won't go there.
Okay. I know what you're thinking. Let's not. Okay.
This would have gone in a whole different direction if it was up to me.
Okay. Anyway, thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening, y'all.
And thank you for Nancy for spending the evening with us. Yep. And
no place
see y'all
I'd rather
week.
Be.
Yep. Bye, y'all.
Good night. Thank you.